corn ground there. What do they call that boat, huh?
Alright, and now something that you'd have to use a plow, something you use to break up the clods of dirt into smaller pieces.
Right, that's a harrow.
Oh, were there any different kinds of those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's several different kinds. They don't use harrows hardly. Oh, they do too in bigger places. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the names of them?
No, I don't.
Of a spring tooth harrow or a.
Oh, we call them metal teeth plows.
Now, ever heard the term a gee whiz? I think they call that in Louisiana. They call that here too? Is the term gee whiz? What kind of a harrow? How does that differ from? Is that just a spring tooth harrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, the part of the wheels on a wagon, the part that goes from the
hub,
and the part, the round thing that goes from one wheel to the other.
That's it.
Okay. Now, if you're sawing wood, there are two different kinds of frames. One is a kind of an A frame that you can lay boards on, and the other is an X frame that you put logs on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what you call those?
What did we call them?
Wood racks.
Wood racks.
Okay. Now, which one is that? The one that's shaped like an X?
Yeah, that's wood racks.
How about the A? One that has kind of eight called carpenter's bread.
We call them horses. Carpenter horses.
Carpenter horses, is that right?
Okay. And you cut somebody's hair and then you use a what? You might use
bone.
Or something else is
a brush.
All right.
Or brush.
All right. And to sharpen a straight razor?
You sharp it.
Okay. And a, the bullet is the end, but the whole thing is called a what?
Shell.
You call it a shell, or?
Cottage.
Yeah.
Cottage.
Yeah, what's that?
Cottage.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is a toy, a play thing. It's one child sits on either end and goes up and down.
Seesaw. Right?
Okay. And when they're doing that, what do you think the kids are doing?
They're hollering and cutting up.
Yeah, okay. That's right. But would you say there, if you saw two kids doing that, one at either end, going up and down, that, you'd say those kids are doing what?
Seesawing.
Okay. Have you ever seen a limber plank suspended, and it's kind of fixed on either end, and the kids would bounce up and down on that?
Yeah, we used to put a stub up and put a hole in it, put a plank on there, and make what we call that?
Merry-go-round.
Okay. Did you ever call it anything else?
No.
Call it Flying Philly or Flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny, I guess, would be a good name for that.
Okay. And something a kid sits on, it's suspended from a tree. It might have two ropes and a seat.
That's the swing.
Okay. Did you ever have a coal stove?
Yeah.
And what did you call that thing that you might
damper?
Keep the coal in next to the stove?
Oh, that's a grate.
Yeah, this is a little kind of a little container that holds just get enough coal maybe to get. Well, you shovel it in, but I'm thinking about kind of something like a pail or a bucket or a coal hod or a coal scuttle or a coal bucket.
Yeah, we had coal scuttles. We used them all the time when we were cold.
Okay. And the stove, the heat goes up. What do you call that?
That's a vent.
All right. This was stove and that was going up and out, you'd call that
a coal chimney.
You call it a chimney, or you call it a chimney or a stovepipe?
A stovepipe, and it goes into the chimney.
Into the chimney.
Into the